ladies and gentlemen. I'm fucking loud today. Because you know why? This is episode 10 of PodTrash. This is our 10 episode anniversary.
Woo!
I'm fucking excited. My name is Rick Feinberg. If you're just joining us for this first time, sorry. Go back and watch more stuff. Listen to more stuff because we're awesome. With me...
Watch the sound.
Sound come out of your computer box speakers. We have Bobcat Coatway there. Right beside me is the legendary... Right beside me is my legendary partner in stuff.
Excuse me.
Corey Castle is here. What's going on, sir?
I feel like we peaked like an hour before we ever started recording the show.
Yeah, we always do
we're
that.
Not going to get any better from
That's
here.
That's what happens,
We had some great conversations earlier in the day, like right before you hit the red button. And once you've hit the red button, it's all over. Downhill.
Well, with us today, one more time, I gotta make a big mention of this. After a three-week absence, the return of Mr. Matthew Flowers.
What's up? I'm back.
Well,
what's going on, guys?
Back from testicle surgery. How are you, sir?
Yes. I had one added.
A new testicle put in there.
Three testicles now.
All right. Well,
it's fresh. There's nowhere to go.
There's no energy at all. Let's play your stupid fucking game.
All right, we're going to jump right into a game here. Mr. Corey Castle came up with the game. Explain the game to the folks at home.
So you know, like,
so you get a stick and you the nearest black person you just hit.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
That's awful, sir.
That was a Bobcat Cold Flat.
Bobcat Cold Flat. He can't even say the name of the person.
I don't know my own name.
Explain the game, sir.
It's really a horrible game that you came up with, man. I mean, come on, they're people too.
Oh, you're talking about the black person hitting the
stick.
Yeah. That's not.
I thought you were talking about the thing that I was actually. I was like
the original idea.
Dude, my confidence is leveling on somewhere kind of normal. Try to knock it down a few pegs if you could. What it is when you read the description on the back of a DVD, kind of like when you read the back of a book,
right?
It says like the facts
about jacket.
Yes, it says what you know what the movie's about and stuff.
Right.
So. Just read off that stuff, but you leave out like the name of the character and the name of the movie.
Sure, sure.
And like the important stuff that makes you get it, but all the other stuff, you know, let's say like it's you know, Gold Member.
I concur.
Gold Member.
You could be like,
did you pick Gold Member?
No. But I
wonder what his first movie is going to be. It's one of the three.
You'd be like, in this hilarious sequel, blank,
Spy
blank.
Who shagged me?
Battles a Dutch guy and
a Dutch.
I don't know. Whatever.
That's a horrible description of that movie.
Yeah, I don't.
It's way funnier than what you've
let's
described.
Let's just do it, and people will probably figure out what we're
all
doing.
Right.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. Well, I'll do one. You do one.
All right.
You do one. We'll do that.
All right. We'll just go clockwise.
And we're not going to keep score because who cares?
This isn't real.
This is going to be tough.
This isn't real
because you guys can't look.
Who are you asking to? Or are we guessing?
Both of us?
You guys are going
to
guess.
Can we buzz in?
Do we have to hold hands or what?
Just, I don't know. Let's just go with the flow.
All right, let's see what happens. Let's do it.
All right.
Do this. We need an answer.
What if you could reach back into time and change one event forever? Forever altered your life.
Got it. Do I have to wait till you're done?
Would you do it? Or what would it be?
You can, go ahead and guess before I even I finished my first paragraph. Guess.
Why not? All right, why not? Guess give a guess.
Butterfly effect.
No.
I don't own that movie.
I wish I would have known that.
All his life, police officer John Sullivan.
John Sullivan.
This is a dumb fucking name.
By one... Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
You know how to read.
It's like, it's in white, in white, and it's really small. So don't
just
look.
Like my
John Sullivan has been haunted by one tragic event. When a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon of nature opens a mysterious
frequency
channel to the pet.
Was that a good movie?
Yes, it was an awesome
That's
movie.
That's with Jesus,
Randy,
right?
Jesus
is in it.
What?
Yes.
Christ?
No. Jim Caviezel from Passion of the Christ.
Oh, yes.
Jesus is in it. You're right, he is in it.
Jesus is in everything. I'm gonna give one.
You go. All right.
I'm not looking.
Threw it out on the table.
That's fine. Hopefully I didn't see anything.
Hopefully you didn't see it.
Then. I didn't see it, and I'm not looking.
Should we blindfold each other with our hands?
I'm blind. I'm folding my own self with my hands.
All right, good, because I can't. The writing's too small. I can't read it. I'm old.
Now you can take back your making fun of me for not being able to read the last one.
I'll read. Shut up.
Shut up, huh?
Shut up, huh? Okay, more footage, whatever.
That was my problem. That's why it took me so long to picture that.
All right.
And you guys.
All right. Guided by a set of... Oh, no. It has a title in here a lot. Okay, John Beckwith and Jeremy Gray can charm the way... Wow. Can charm the way into Eddie Wedding.
Dude, Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize the description was so fucking easy.
All right, you guys ready? You're fucking... Something's going on.
It's me, dude. I'm... Hang on.
Quit being a dick.
I have to move it so I can read. Just
drink
so,
your dick over there.
We're not supposed to say the actor's name.
The
right?
actor's it's name.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you could... You can
try and
say
the
character.
Title or the... Yeah, the character.
You could say the character if you really want to, but if you... Because I said John Sullivan because I didn't think it was going
to
give it away.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
All right. One man can make a difference.
Rocky.
Blank stars and
if I could change, you could change.
Everybody could change. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, go.
Blank stars in this gritty and inspirational movie based on a true story about a group of teenage delinquents given a second chance to redeem themselves by playing football. Sean,
is that Gridiron Gang?
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
I love that movie. It's got the Rock.
It's my turn now,
yes,
right?
Yes.
All right.
If anybody wants to play this game,
jump right in.
Sucks for you.
All right. No one look.
All right.
I love how you're like, no one look as you pull the fucking DVD.
Strap yourself in for a great time. An outrageously hilarious, wildly over-the-top comedy spectacular. A very spunny spunny foof. A funny spoof. Okay, yeah, spunny foof. He's better than Bond. He's cooler than International Man of Secrets. He's blank blank, a globe-trotting funkadelic dude of intrigue with more cool spy gadgets up his sleeve than you
Is
can.
Is that Austin Powers?
Nope. Then you can shake a rocket launcher cigar at. Now, this kung fu fighting, caddy convertible driving, super secret agent is swinging into action against a deliciously twisted plot of brainwash all humanity, rocking to solid gold 70s soundtrack. Blank Blank is a funk-fueled comedy, free for all.
Is it
Newsday raves, infectiously funny.
Once we buzz in, you can stop.
I buzzed
okay.
it.
Yeah,
is it fuck that movie with
Yep, you got it.
No. I know this. It's fuck the man. It's a black movie.
The man. Yeah, that's it.
It's
is it the Pink Panther?
No.
No, it's like the Ladies Man or some shit like that.
No, it's not the Ladies Man.
It's
Imagine if Ladies Man was a cop and not a radio DJ.
Oh,
it's the one with
shit. Yeah, with Denise Richards.
How good is that movie? First one to get it. Wins.
Undercover Brother.
Yeah,
there you go.
There we are.
Damn it!
All right, let's keep score. Nope, no one's keeping score. I don't even care.
I have no idea. All right, ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. All
right,
Rochambeau.
Expose yourself to the rudest, crudest, raunchiest comedy of the year with the unrated O.
Zip your pants! Unzip your pants!
Zach Cregger and Trevor Moore are in for the ride of their lives as Eugene...
Is it Miss March?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes. It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I didn't recognize the character names. That's why.
Oh, really?
That's why I say, like, blank.
I didn't recognize the character names.
Well, all right. This one's going to be easy, I think.
All right.
Yes?
This game sucks.
In this never before seen director's cut.
Just so you know, this is like a trial run.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this ever again.
The doors of the world's imagination are thrown wide open, and the boys of South Park are transported to a magical realm in their greatest odyssey ever.
Is that Imagination Land?
You guys didn't fucking buzz.
Is that Imagination Land?
No, he's got it.
Go ahead, sorry. We're going again.
Oh, it's my turn again.
Yeah. I didn't read every movie before I picked them.
No, I didn't either. So.
Just kind of happened.
Okay. Nobody look.
All right, then.
Meet blank blank. He's one lovable, hilarious accident waiting to happen. Dedicated to helping his big brother, Al, win the race for Washington State government. He turns every opportunity...
Black sheep.
Yeah.
Womp. I didn't get to finish reading. I'm such a good reader. I just wanted to
Why don't we just read 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Hang on.
We'll each read a page.
Okay. All I have to do is read one sentence for this. You guys should get it. She's beautiful, smart, goal-oriented, and she's just inherited the Cleveland Indians. Yes?
What is
Major League?
Yeah. That's it, sir.
Is it a tie?
Sure.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Damn.
Dude, this game sucks.
This game blows.
It really does.
That game sounded better.
What's the other game?
Where we beat black person.
Casino Royale introduces James Bond.
Let's just say what our other movies were, because this game fucking blows.
Oh,
well, let's see if you can guess, and I'll just say what the title of the movie is.
The Rundown, because I just saw it.
The Rundown.
How about we share the title and we guess what the description says? We make up our own description.
Okay.
The Rundown. The Rock beats Stifler to a pulp in some other land, and Christopher Walken tries to stop them.
Hey!
Hey!
Don't make waves.
Hey! Don't make waves. That's a horrible impression.
I can only do it every once in a while.
I have Basketball and The Longest Yard.
I have Family Guy Volume 2 and Jim Norton.
I like Jim Norton.
The Jerk.
Oh, The Jerk's an awesome movie.
Oh yeah, it is. I used to have that.
So what else is going on in everybody's life? Since we cut that game fucking 5 minutes short.
The game sucked.
I know it did. It was terrible. Our listening audience is not listening anymore.
Yeah, dude. No one wants
We're to. Now down to 3 from 5.
No,
five listeners.
Down to 0 from 1, probably. What else is going on in our lives? Matt, how's the testicle surgery?
It's good.
All right, so I got a story. Let me tell something that happened to me today.
Was that today?
That was today.
Oh.
This is Wawa.
You should have told me the story earlier, because then I could have heard it for the first time right now. Like I said, we peaked before we got on fucking record.
That happens.
Yeah.
Stop talking to us before we show up. Stop talking to us before we show up, and I'm pointing at both of you, because I hear too much shit.
I haven't talked to you in a week, sir.
I feel like we haven't done this show in forever.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
You said it's been like 2 weeks.
What's your story?
My story is that I was in Wawa today, and after I paid for my merchandise, I came out and I walked to my car, and there was a very large elderly woman on the hood of my car. And so I go up to her, and I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Get off my car, fat bitch.
You know, like what? I thought she was just like resting, I guess. I don't know. Like, what the hell you did? Like,
man,
get off my
car.
I'm like, ma'am, are you okay? And she's like, I fell. My arm's broken. So I called her. I called her an ambulance, and I called her a fat bitch. No, I called her an ambulance.
Ambulance is on their way, fat bitch.
And then they took like 10 minutes to fucking get there. And I'm trying to move this girl. She's like, I need to sit on the curb or something.
What?
What are you hitting the shit into me for?
What are you talking about?
You just kicked the chair and
I wasn't even looking at you, dude.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at you either. And then you hit me.
I need
fucking go to your story. I'm sorry.
This is great for radio. This is great audio that we're getting of chairs being thrown. Whatever. Anyway, call the ambulance. She's got a broken arm. They took her away.
But like, what were you doing the whole time? And like, how?
I was standing there looking like a fucking tool because I didn't know what the hell to do.
Dude, what were people doing? Did anybody come over?
Yeah, a couple people came over and they pretty much just stood there and looked at her with me. Like, there's nothing to
do. Was she crying?
Yeah, she was crying and I was trying to like help her up. She wouldn't get up.
It looked like where you're like, hey, lady, do you realize it looks like I just broke up with you and you're not trying to let me leave? Like, no, I
I'm not getting off the car. And you're like, let me help you off. No!
Didn't you say you tried to help her off the car and she was like, ah, it hurts, don't move me. It could have been like maybe people who don't know would think maybe you just broken up with her and she would.
No, there was too many other people around and there was like people coming out of Wawa, like people that work there and they're like trying to, you know, I had to fill out like all this paperwork, like incident reports and shit like that.
You had to fill out paperwork?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Even
really?
Though I didn't, I told them I didn't see what the fuck happened. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's all right. Can you just fill this out that says you didn't see what the fuck happened? I'm like, all right, I guess.
Did you say fuck in the incident report?
No, I didn't write anything down. They just asked me questions.
Was it, did a cop show up or just an ambulance?
That's bullshit, dude. You didn't just ask an ambulance. Fat broad to land on your car.
I didn't care about the paperwork. I cared about
this
the fucking.
Wawa by
yeah,
us?
Yeah, right down here.
Fuck that.
God.
Some lady fell on my car. When I get a car, I'm going to fucking push her off.
I was thinking, it's like, if I just got in my car and backed away right now, just let her fall.
And nobody like, would have known.
Like that scene from Happy Gilmore, if you'd like get out and you'd thump food on her.
Here, eat these! And
you know the Mr. Lady? I think it just killed her.
Mr., get me out of here!
I thought about just getting in the car and backing away. At first, it was all sad, and I was like, "Yeah,
I don't think anybody would have blamed you.
Let me help you." But after like 20 fucking minutes, I'm like, "Get the fuck off my car!"
Yeah, well, it's kind of good
just
you didn't have
lay by
to
the
go.
Fucking curb.
Yeah.
You were like, "Dude, if I had somewhere to go, I would have just drove away with you on the hood." Like, it's like when people would be like, like when you put a soda on the top of your car, and then you get in and you drive away with it.
Hey, you got a soda on your car. Hey, you got a fat lady on the front of your car.
It's a new hood ornament. Oh, dear God. So, does that ever happen to anybody else with,
show's over now. That's it. Thanks, guys.
How much time we have left?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. No. This has been the longest half hour of my life.
Has that ever happened to anybody else? Has you ever, like, witnessed an accident or something? You get stuck somewhere, like...
It has happened to me before.
You said that. It has happened to me before. Well, thank you so much for asking.
I have a funny story, too.
There's this one Wawa. There's this one Wawa that I can't go to because every time I go there, something
go
bad
to
happens.
Because go ahead, shut up, Bobcat. Go fat.
Goldthwait.
Why is his name Goldthwait?
Isn't it Goldthwait?
I don't know.
Goldcat. Bobcat. Goldcat.
Just be called Bobcat. Bobcat Bob.
Yeah, most likely Bobcat isn't his first name. So.
I know, but he should be called Bobcat Bob, like Larry the Cable Guy. Some kind of gimmick like that.
Bobcat Bob, like Larry the Cable Guy. How it's the same thing. No. What?
Well, it's like he doesn't have to be whatever his last... Fuck it, let me go back to my story. So I was at this Wawa, and it seems like every time I've gone there, something's happened that I really don't like. Like back in the day... I went to the, like, back before they had touchscreens at Wawa.
Yeah.
And you had to wait in line at the deli and tell the broad what you wanted. It was around the time that...
Listen, broad.
You
I want a fucking hoagie, you hear me?
Broad.
You fucking hear?
Where's the hoagie, broad?
I want a classic tuna Italian.
I want my fucking meatball sub, broad.
Listen, dame, you dizzy dame. Before you used to have to tell them what you wanted and they'd make it.
Hey, yo, but cunt.
It was around the time.
Hey, cunt.
It was around the time.
I ordered a double large cunt with your cunt on top. All right, and extra meatballs. I like extra meatballs on my cunt.
It's a horrible conversation.
Hey, bro, happy 10 episodes, everybody. Yeah. Happy 10 episodes.
Yay.
If I don't have my cunt sandwich in 5 minutes, go ahead.
So I was waiting in line because it was kind of busy there.
Right.
And there was a African-American girl behind the counter making sandwiches. And she was singing to herself. And this is around the time that song came out. You know what song I'm talking about? Lick it now, lick it
she's
good.
Singing that song?
She's singing, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my... And she was singing that as she was making sandwiches. And I was waiting in line to go, and I was like, I'm going to grab something to go. Like something that... I was like, I am not going to get a sandwich.
I don't want your pussy or crack near my sandwich.
So I was like, and then the other time I went in there, I was... The other time I was in there, I was... It was like right next to.
Can we get to the point where this has to do with an accident?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I'll tell you. But this.
Hey, bro, get to your point. Put the cunt on my sandwich.
Hey, cunt, get the fuck off my car.
So,
hey, cunt,
he fell down.
Hey,
on
hey,
my
bro,
car,
I
you
got a fat
boy?
Cunt on my car. Where's my sandwich?
All right, so fuck it. There was another story, but I'm gonna completely skip that one and get to the point.
Just get to the fucking point, you cunt, and make me a fucking sandwich. Hey, broad, where's my cunt sandwich? Can I tell my story?
I don't know why that's so funny to me. I'm sorry.
Because he said broad, and I never hear people call women the hoagie makers broad anymore.
Tell your story.
And you were like, yeah, there was this African American lady behind a counter, and this was that at the time. And I'm like, what? Black people couldn't make sandwiches?
Was that the accident?
No.
She got lynched. She got lynched.
There was just African American broad.
So,
you know, it's funny.
Hey, get to the back of the line.
You were like, yeah, when the broad used to be. And then you're like, there's an African American woman.
I'm so politically correct in one sense, but in the other sense.
Oh,
I'm
my
just
face hurts.
Insensitive.
Oh, go ahead.
So, the one time I went into this Wawa, I was on my way to work. And I worked like in the Interplex that was like right behind that Wawa. And, I was like, I used to get a Gatorade every day before I go to work, and I went and grabbed the Gatorade, and it was in my hand, and then there was a line over by the hoagies, or whatever, where the deli line was, and this, like, lady just fell, and everyone screamed, and this guy, like, caught her, and he's like, somebody call an ambulance! And I was like, pay for the Gatorade! And I, like, ran to the thing and paid for the Gatorade and got the hell out of there, and I was never comfortable going in that Wawa.
Dude, I got a story, man.
You just ran away from the lady that needed help.
I went to the Tacony Flea Market with my dad, and he was selling stuff. And we have to get there like at 3:30 in the morning.
Listen, bro.
So before the flea market opens, there's a line of cars. It's like an S shape, just lines of the cars, like the sellers. Well, this dude in an RV with his shit he had a stroke and left his car on. He fucking hit a car. That kid hit the car after car, and it was a fucking like domino effect. All these cars crashing into each other, dude.
I have a story.
Somebody had to get out, and the car was going to keep going. Somebody had to get out and like get the guy out of the car. He was having a fucking stroke. That guy died.
Did he really? That's not funny anymore.
Before I got my cunt sandwich. No, he didn't die. He was actually fine, and then he was selling shit like an hour later. That dirty cunt.
So I went to go see The Dark Knight Rises, and out of the exit door comes this dude with red hair. And
what are you looking at?
What are you talking about?
Yes. Off.
Fucking.
I would say that's off camera, but it doesn't even. That isn't even
it's
fit.
Off
mic.
Evan, you heard
the
word "cunt" probably because I said "cunt" like 40 times. So even
what
audience.
Is, what the fuck are you looking at?
Hey, listen,
I just
broad.
Am saying "cunt" like it's nothing.
There's an audience here that's not paying attention to us, so it doesn't matter. So
they came. Some, they showed up not some, to pay attention.
Yeah.
Like so, that doesn't deserve an Arbor Mist.
They're saying cunt.
They're saying cunt a lot. Let's just talk amongst ourselves. Ignore them. Ignore the people that we came
to see. I think we're too like hardcore for people.
I was
talking about cunts and broads.
And African Americans.
Yesterday.
That can't make sandwiches.
I saw a friend, Chris, and he was talking to this dude, Craig. And he was like, Craig, if you ever do anal, let me know. It was like not in the conversation before that. It was like, if you ever try hitting into the butt, let me know. And then Craig's response was even worse because he said, if I ever do, you'll be the last to know because I'll never tell you. And I'm like, that doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Why? How did this conversation come up?
I have no idea. I wasn't a part of it. I just
we're talking
in
about
it.
No, I'm talking about you telling us. We're having a good time talking about broads.
Because I wanted to move on. I
figured, what is this thing I'm playing with?
It's this thing to hold
thing
the wire.
That, yeah, when I wrap up the cords.
It's fun.
I'm sure it is.
How much time we have left on this?
Like 5 minutes.
All right.
So,
are you looking in your joke book?
No,
your
shut up.
Book of jokes.
I was thinking we should. You were saying earlier we should do an episode where we get all drunk.
Yes.
We should do that next time.
Okay.
I mean, we should have saved it for like a 10th episode thing. It probably
sorry.
Would have
something.
Probably right, would have been funny.
I don't think anybody realized.
Drinking, dude.
Huh?
You have been drinking.
I have been.
But you had like two beers.
Yeah, I'm not like hammered or anything like that. Yeah, you're talking like about getting like
get kind of drunk before.
See,
we
the thing is with that, we can't get like shit faced in a half an hour.
I know. So,
so we would either have to do it beforehand, or we're gonna have to do some kind of special.
Yeah, I'm thinking we should do.
Maybe we'll do four episodes in a row.
Yeah, we'll just
cut them up into half an hour.
Four drunk
shows. It'll be two half-hour shows. Like, just listen to us get drunker and drunker over the next 4 hours.
Are you in the mood to listen to four episodes of us getting drunk? Like, drunker and drunker as the weeks go by? Then we just take 4 weeks off and not record episodes because we already have them in the can.
Right? Just post them 1 week after another?
Yeah,
we could do that. We could take a minication.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to do kind of like a break it up in the seasons kind of thing, right? Isn't that what
you
originally
I just started season one. We don't actually have an ending for the season.
So
it's not like
we need a big season finale.
Yeah, so but the season finale should be that we're getting drunk as shit. And
there's been 10 episodes. What the fuck kind of season is that?
Well, some shows do like 12 episodes.
I like 14.
14?
12 to 14.
All right.
Why? How many? How many
did you have?
I don't know. Fucking 52. Like, let's do a whole year.
52.
We could do it like 52 weeks.
Well, like TV
season,
shows.
Like years.
Some TV shows go. Some of them like they do like a like. Some do like.
And now
six
they do that
the
stupid
season.
Shit where it's like they
or
have
they break
three
it up.
Episodes
yeah, like
and then
Walking
yeah.
Dead.
We have to fucking take a yeah. break.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, let's.
I like
that, 20 that sucks,
episodes.
But let's do that.
20 episodes.
20 episodes.
You
that is a lot.
Good amount. No, when TV does it. Like
what are you? Well, we're not talking about. We're going to talk about us.
Television takes breaks. That's the thing. Like they'll go away for the summer. We're not doing that. We're like pretty much just coming right back.
So,
it's like next week we could show up and go, "Hey, welcome to season two." Like nobody fucking noticed.
Nobody noticed.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're taking the 4 weeks off if we record.
If we do, sure, we can do that. You want to do a season finale, a four episode season finale? Welcome to our four part episode.
We don't even like wrap up each episode. It's like it'll be like Lord of the Rings.
Just right into each other, just bleeding right in.
Like Lord of the Rings.
I like that idea.
Yeah, we can do
people
that.
Like Lord of the Rings.
People did like they like Lord of the Rings.
They love this shit.
That's our tagline for the show. If you love us,
you're gonna
exactly
love.
Like Lord of the Rings.
Or we could do like Dark Knight and like one of us can fucking overdose.
Oh yeah.
Get so into it that they overdose.
Oh yeah. That's a good idea.
I'm a method actor. I'm gonna wear my makeup and take a bunch of drugs.
Method podcaster.
I'm a meth actor. I have to get all methed up before I but
yeah. So
what else was it that we have to talk about in here? Because
I don't.
I mean,
what I want to talk about, we probably can't talk about.
What was that? Oh, the thing.
The thing with the thing.
The thing with
that dude.
The thing with that dude.
The thing with the dude in the broad.
The dude in the broad.
The dude in the broad.
That stupid cunt.
That stupid, fucking miserable slutty twat. I don't even know what we're talking about, but
I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same thing.
I think we're on the same page. It's inside jokes that we throw on the radio. Fucking, how awesome that be if you listen to like the real radio stations and then like,
look, dude, this is like DP.
All right, stop playing right with here. My thing.
saying that in this medium really doesn't translate.
Stop playing
well.
With my thing.
Hey, can you stop playing with my thing? Can you get your thing off my thing?
All right, so
you know, if you don't like this, fuck you. wasn't that our catchphrase or something?
You said if you like Will Smith, fuck you.
Right,
that was what you said.
If you don't like our fucking podcast, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I mean,
this is fun.
You,
me,
it's fun. You know what?
It's fun. And it's funny. Dude.
What doesn't matter to me is that we don't really have a lot of people listening, and I'm okay with that because we're having fun. Like when we come here. Like this is the reason like I wanted to do it in the first place because I just like hanging out with you guys anyway.
Yeah,
so we're gonna have these conversations whether they're gonna be recorded or not. So if we happen to catch some gem of a joke that happens between the three of us, and when you show up because we had to fucking get Matthew Fox and Ryan Adams.
Have you ever tried talking to Matthew Fox? It's like a fucking brick wall with AIDS.
He's an asshole, dude.
He's an asshole, man. I was really sick of him.
Nothing on the brick wall with AIDS reference that I just did. Really, that didn't get... it wasn't that it just didn't get laughs.
Brick wall?
It didn't get a response
at
all.
Did you see, by the way, speaking of AIDS, did you see two people were cured of AIDS?
No.
Two patients with bone marrow transplant, like some kind of fucking therapy, but they're cured of AIDS.
Neat.
How about that?
Check it out.
I'll have to remember that next time I get AIDS.
I'll post an article on our Facebook page.
Oh, I got AIDS again. Better take my NyQuil cold flu and AIDS. All right, well, with that, we're going to wrap it up. we got to wrap it up, dude. It's been half an hour.
Think of a jingle for that. Cold flu and AIDS.
Oh, honey.
AIDS. Really bad.
It's getting to me again.
B-roll acting. Like guys tossing and turning
in bed. I have AIDS.
Tossing and turning in bed.
Oh, honey, is it AIDS again?
It's your sinuses? No, I have AIDS again.
For share needles. No. You know how those office parties
that
get?
That should be the sketch, dude. The AIDS, NyQuil, NyQuil.
I should have never crawled into that clothes dryer with Magic Johnson and a box of razor blades. What was I thinking? All right, come on. We got to wrap this up.
All right.
All right. For Rick Feinberg, Corey Castle.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
Give me a beer, huh? What? What do you want?
The one kid who listened to our show.
Yeah.
Facebooked me and he's like, I think I'm the only guy who gives a shit about your show. So talk about me on the show.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh, his name's Eddie. Eddie Monster. Or
I don't know. I don't know how to say his last name.
He looks like Teen Wolf. Michael J. Fox.
But he,
he is our number one fan. And Eddie,
you said AIDS is our number one fan.
AIDS is our number one fan. Eddie. Hey, if AIDS had ears, it'd be listening to us. If we can't get AIDS to listen to our show, nobody will. AIDS, if you're out there.
You would positively enjoy this show. We can get a positive response from them.
If you have AIDS, you're probably going to love our show. If you listen to our show, you might have AIDS.
You know you have AIDS. Like, it'll be like the Jeff Foxworthy
bit. Yeah, let's go with it. Like,
this is how you know you have AIDS.
You know what?
I love when he starts crying.
He's crying. His pussy is crying because he has AIDS.
I'm begging somebody to wrap it up.
Wrap it up, exactly.
I've seen him cry. That's how you
wrap it up. You don't get AIDS, and then you don't listen to our show.
I saw him cry from laughing one other time besides just now. And that was the time when his girlfriend fell asleep and she was talking in her sleep. What the hell was she saying?
I forget. What was fucking Sully Struthers over here for a quarter.
Walking down the fucking aisle with a can of paint you bought at the dollar store. Like, whatever. She was just going crazy. Yeah. Took a video camera.
Turn
out
the fucking humidifier on.
I'm over.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, we're just doing inside jokes from this point. That's how the rest of the show is.
You know what's not an inside joke? AIDS.
That's an inside bloodstream.
That's an inside joke that comes out. Because they have AIDS.
So when we said, this is, I'm going to make fun of you right now, Eddie. So turn volume. When we said the thing about, if people have feedback and they want to like pitch ideas to us about like artwork and stuff.
Yeah.
Eddie said to me on a Facebook message, he said, here's an idea. Why don't you guys draw pictures of stuff that relates to stuff you talk about on the show? I was like, well, good thing you thought of that, because we fucking wouldn't have thought of that on our own.
You know what?
I'm going to get to work drawing a picture of AIDS.
We're going to draw AIDS.
He is hairless underneath his beard.
Okay. Everything. Why are we putting down our one listener?
Keep on listening. Tell your friends, kid. All right. Anyway, on that note, Matt Flowers. And maybe next week when we do the show, we'll be drunk.
And we'll have Bobcat Goldfinger.
We'll call him something else. Bobcat Goldmember.
Yeah.
But Matt doesn't drink, though.
Shut up. Shut up.
We're trying to wrap the show.
Matt.
Wait, dude, you know what's fucked up? We can't end the show right now. 15 minutes and we're going fuck.
We don't have anything else to say.
And next week we're doing a 2-fucking-hour show.
Are we?
You just fucking said that. We're doing the drunk show for 2 hours. It's a 2-hour bit, but it's broken down.
Okay.
That was your idea, asshole.
I didn't say 2 hours. I just did.
It was a 4 episodes.
You don't know
we
how
do
to count,
half.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's just 4 episodes.
4 episodes, half an hour each. It's 2 hours.
My liver can't take that. All right. Let's wrap up this motherfucker then.
Yeah. All right, Dan. I'm Rick Feinberg. I'm here with. What? Hell. Let me wrap up the fucking show.
All right, go ahead.
Tell me off the air.
All right, go ahead. Wrap up the show.
Rick Feinberg.
Well, you know what, Matt?
Dude, sit there and drink your penis. For Rick Feinberg, I'm Corey Castle. This is Matthew Fox Flowers. We'll be back next week and be more hammered than we are now.
AIDS.
Everyone has AIDS.